Dr. Walsh and a group of colleagues at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia and at the University of Louisiana Lafayette estimate that Ebola alone is responsible for the deaths of a third of the world's wild gorillas over the past three decades. Human respiratory viruses are the leading cause of death among chimpanzees at Gombe Stream National Park in Tanzania and Jubale National Park in Uganda. Tony Goldberg of the University of Wisconsin-Madison was intellectually prepared but not emotionally prepared for the devastation caused in 2013 by an outbreak of rhinovirus C at Jubale, which killed 9% of one group of chimps. A COVID-19 outbreak would be another problem that the apes don't need, he observes. Jane Goodall, a pioneering primatologist who began her research on chimpanzees at Gombe 60 years ago, is also worried. Tanzania has not enforced a full anti-COVID lockdown, so villagers who live around the park could still spread the disease to the chimps. At Chimponga Chimpanzee Rehabilitation Center in Congo Brazzaville, where her research institute also works, health checks are mandatory for humans and chimps alike. The closure of conservation sites because of the pandemic poses another problem for apes. Around 40% of Virunga National Park's revenue has disappeared overnight, says Emmanuel de Merode, its director. This will present major challenges to ensuring that conservation efforts continue uninterrupted, he adds. Dr. Walsh fears that if local economies are harmed by the closure of tourism sites, people will turn to poaching. Some ape populations will cope with COVID-19 better than others. Though chimpanzee troops are generally controlled by a dominant adult male, there are usually plenty of subordinates willing and eager to step in should he die or be incapacitated. Mountain gorilla groups, however, are normally harems that have several females but only a single adult male. If this silverback were to die of COVID-19, the females, likely to have been infected as well, would probably disperse to join other groups, spreading the virus further. Mr. de Merode says that if a gorilla tested positive for COVID-19, his park would consider a veterinary intervention to isolate and treat the individual, but we would be in unknown territory. Most primatologists think isolating a sick ape would be unfeasible. Rather, laments Dr. Rangham, we would just have to sit back and watch.